In just a minute, Carl just can't put down his copy of The Rhyme Traveler's Wife in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Peter, a Colorado man traveling solo through Pakistan on a tourist visa is now in custody of the authorities there. What did he say he came to Pakistan to do?
To kill Osama bin Laden.
Yes, exactly right. Next time, ladies and gentlemen, you see a tourist with a fanny pack, do not laugh. If they're like Gary Brooks Faulkner, they've got a dagger, a gun, and a 40-inch ninja sword in there. We assume that Faulkner was able to get by airport security in the U.S. with all that gear because he had a gun in the 3-ounce Ziploc baggie. And the ninja sword, of course, is not a liquid. In Pakistan, though, police arrested him when they discovered he was tracking the Al-Qaeda leader. It does explain a lot. We learn now that it is illegal to look for Osama bin Laden. So for 9 years, we've just been obeying the law. What's... If you're keeping score, by the way, one creepy guy with a ninja sword is now tied with the entire United States Armed Forces.
Wouldn't it have been great if he got him?
It would have been the coolest thing ever.
Especially with the sword. It's like he traveled back in time also.
I don't know why we are discouraging this guy. Because it hasn't worked so far, so why not crowdsource the problem?
We should have a tweet up.
In Tora Bora, everybody meet there. Bring your ninja swords.
Bring
OMG, the line at Starbucks is so long here in Tora Bora. That's what I imagine goes on Twitter.
You're going to get calls from ninjas going, look.
I never
I've warned
do
you.
This.
Right.
I rarely make phone calls. I usually just show up.
You never know I'm there. Amy, oil containment booms, chemical dispersants. BP has tried everything to clean up the oil from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Now we hear BP is using something else to clean up the oil on the beaches. What is it?
Is it giant?
It is not giant.
Is it microbes?
It is not microbes.
Somewhere in between there.
Wow.
Yes.
Somewhere in between a giant and a... Okay, is it
Bread
a piece
box.
Of equipment?
Sort of. I'll give it what it really is the quicker picker upper.
Handy wipes? Bounty.
Close enough. Paper towels is the answer.
No.
They're using paper towels. A reporter...
Oh, then what do they do with them?
Oh, boy, they really are out of ideas,
man.
Aren't they?
Wow.
That is great.
A reporter for Mother Jones got around the BP Media Relations Cordon by paddling around the Louisiana shoreline in a kayak. And in one spot, she found crews putting paper towels down on the oil on the beach. Oh. You know, like you would with a coffee spill. If your coffee mug was the size of the Superdome and filled with death.
This is also a great way to ruin a totally different part of the environment by destroying a bunch of trees.
That's
to make
true.
Paper towels.
I know,
BP,
really.
BP, 2-for-1.
Can you, like, what do they do with that? The paper towels, they'd be like, quick, stash them over there.
I know, it's like that. Well, the next thing they're going to do, they've got this whole thing planned out. If that doesn't work, they're going to bring down a 200-mile-wide rug down there just to sweep it all under.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take the Gulf to their parents' house to have their mom wash it.
You know, so you try to picture what would Bruce Willis and Clint Eastwood be walking in slow motion out
toward.
To?
Right.
Yes.
You
know,
what are they
having? Picture
toward?
That.
I'm just imagining.
What
you
is
know,
that thing?
That's the problem. You imagine, like, there's Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck and their crew, and they're walking in slow motion toward the camera, and it's all lit by Michael Bay. And he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a roll of Charmin. Making a big wad, and he starts blotting. No!
This might be what the ShamWow was invented
for.
There
you go.